Earlier this week, the Glens Falls Common Council accepted terms as lead agency on a federal grant through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help communities assess contaminated lands for redevelopment. The $600,000 regional risk assessment grant is aimed at assessing brownfield sites affected by hazardous materials or petroleum. Glens Falls joined South Glens Falls, Moreau, Corinth, Hadley, and Chester in this effort. According to Ed Bartholomew, chair of EDC Warren County and economic development director for the city of Glens Falls, the grant dollars will be used for assessing approximately 50 sites throughout the region.
The money essentially will provide for a number of phase ones, which basically is a review of all of the issues that have been recorded on the piece of property itself. Secondly, if there determines from that original phase one a need for some on-site soil investigation testing, then we would move on to that.
The money would not go towards cleanup work itself. Rather, it would determine if the site is ready for development. Bartholomew said once the site is determined clean, the property owner can take the paperwork to the bank for financing and start the job.
If there is a phase one and two that shows some hazardous contamination or petroleum contamination, we then would see what the cost is, try to work with EPA and DEC to see if there are funds available that would assist to clean up the property besides the EPA cleanup monies that we had applied for.
Peter Ost, president and CEO of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, said he often encounters businesses that would like to expand or redevelop but cannot due to the costs associated with brownfield assessment and cleanup.
There are a number of businesses who are challenged with this. They find themselves in a position where they would like to expand their business. There's a property that would be ideally suited for that expansion, but because it is a contaminated property as a brownfield, that they are not willing to invest in it unless there's some funding streams to be able to assist them in cleaning it up.
In February, Senator Charles Schumer visited Glens Falls to advocate for EPA funding to clean up six sites within the city's first ward.
This neighborhood is home to a widespread problem in parts of Glens Falls, vacant or dilapidated properties. Just look at the abandoned dry cleaners behind me.
Ed Bartholomew said the EPA funding awarded to the municipalities will support a wide variety of projects.
We may be looking at abandoned factories or buildings, throughout these particular areas, as well as any piece of property that is looking to be acquired by a municipality for whether it's for a park or for redevelopment purposes, really needs to be determined whether or not it is a clean piece of property.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.